Hello, welcome back to the Existential Echo Chamber podcast. I hope you guys can hear me okay. I'm recording in a different location, and I have no control over sound. So hopefully this sounds okay. It might sound like I'm in a well. It might sound like there's background noise going on. I don't know. Hopefully this works. But I had about a half an hour to kill, so I figured I would get in another episode for you guys. So it's been a few weeks since I have recorded anything. It's been a few weeks. I know that I was doing the 30-day movie challenge. I will get back to that, even if I just go ahead and knock out all the other movies in one long podcast. I promise I will finish that up. That's going to be a thing that happens. I just wanted to drop a brief update. So I'm in the process of sort of rebranding the podcast a little bit. That's one of the reasons I've taken some time away. Also, I've been busy rehearsing for a musical that I'm in. We go live in a couple of weeks, which is a nerve-wracking experience because obviously the pandemic is still afoot. That's still a thing. We're actually looking for a venue that will host us, will allow us to perform, but we pushed the show off for 4 months, and financially we can't afford, as a theater organization, a community theater organization, to not do the show, and we cannot afford to push the show back any further. It gets very sticky as far as the rights goes. We start losing half of the cast, so we do have to perform this thing here towards the end of July and get it done, taken care of. So a lot of irons in the fire, a lot of different things going on. I've also found myself back in the gym lately, working out, doing some more things, trying to get my body right so I can get my mind right. You know what I mean? So there's just a lot going on. There's a lot going on in our country. There's a lot going on. You know, this has been such a crazy year, such a sad year, a year none of us anticipated. And there's just a lot going on right now. I'm super, super glad that the Existential Echo Chamber blog was a thing that was born out of that. I'm glad that the podcast is here. Those of you who follow the blog will know that I have actually sort of stopped writing right now. I'm still in the process. I got really bogged down by my post on Heaven and Hell. So that's sort of what happened, is I sort of hit a George R.R. Martin snag. I had a Heaven and Hell version of the Myronese Knot, for those of you who will catch that reference, where I wrote about half of what I wanted to write, and then lo and behold, I realized, you know what, I think I'm being persuaded by other research that the opinion that I hold here is incorrect. So I had to sort of back up and punt on that. So I've really been attempting to get my head around just how I want to present the information about the origins of Heaven and Hell. It's a very long, very difficult topic to tackle, as everything I've ever written on the blog and then recorded here on the podcast is very, very difficult. So those scripted blog posts that I read for you guys when I'm not talking about movies or comics or other things, those are very difficult. They require lots of research and lots of time. So, you know, and I said in every single episode of this podcast, I've consistently said and made no bones about it that this podcast is more than just that. It's more than just the historical research, biblical topics, religion, philosophy. It's a lot more than that. And so, you know, as we transition, especially as we get more so towards the election, we're going to talk a little bit more about libertarianism as a philosophy. We're going to talk about politics and those sorts of things. And I'm going to try to get some more movie reviews in, television reviews. I'm thinking of rewatching Game of Thrones and Lost, and doing podcasts for those and inviting guests on. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, the next several months worth of producing content for you all. Please continue to share this with people. Please like and subscribe. You know, we're now on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, we're on Breaker. We're on so many different platforms now that I've actually forgotten them. We're on almost everything, obviously Spotify. We're on so many platforms now that it's hard to keep up, and I'm getting analytics, and it's weird because I want to say thank you to the people that are listening, because I've got listeners in the UK, I've got listeners in South Africa. I don't know who you are. Thank you for listening. I'm glad that there's something that we've talked about on here that's interesting. We're going to continue to have guests on. I myself am going to be the first guest on a good friend of mine's inaugural podcast. His podcast is called Splendid Isolation. And his first episode is going to premiere sometime this week, I think Wednesday night. I'm supposed to be recording our dialogue, our conversation tonight. Late tonight, I'm going to be doing that. So I'm excited about that. His name is Max Barber. He's a great guy. And we're going to talk about all sorts of things. And I will have him on this show as well. We're trying to figure out how to do a dual recording. So you might actually be able to hear that conversation on this feed. If we can sort that out, I'm not sure. I might have to bring him on at a later time. But there's a lot of irons in the fire. There's a lot going on. And I just wanted you guys to be aware of sort of the direction I'm headed. I'm still trying to get that Heaven and Hell post written for the blog, and then I will, of course, upload it here, whether that's one episode, two episodes, three episodes. I don't know. That might be a really long post, so that might make for multiple episodes. I'm trying to get some other guests to come on. It's difficult. I mean, we can do this remotely now, thanks to our wonderful technology, but there's nothing better than getting someone in the same room to have these sorts of conversations. And with the pandemic, that's been a little tricky, but there will be more to talk about. I promise I'm getting ready to do these TV rewatches. Like I said a minute ago, I think what I'm going to do for the 30-day movie challenge is just do a long form podcast and just knock out the rest of those. And then hopefully, you know, there will be more new content, more new guests really soon as I'm rebranding. So be sure that you go ahead and share this with people. Let them know if you like the podcast, like, comment, subscribe, all those things. And today I just wanted to just very briefly, while I have your attention, just sort of speak some encouragement. I know these are challenging times that we live in. They're also amazing times. This is also an incredible era to live in. There's so many positive things about our society and our world. It's hard to get swept up in all of the unfortunate aspects of society, but there are so many good, positive things out there. We have our friends and our family, and we have so much cool entertainment media out there these days. So what I would just encourage everyone to do is take a deep breath. Don't let the anxiety and the existential dread, be suffocating. Enjoy your friends, enjoy your family, just unplug, unwind, go swimming, watch a movie, listen to your favorite album, do something productive, go to the gym, eat healthier, try to center yourself, be kind to one another, be understanding that people are coming from different perspectives on things. Don't assign maliciousness when ignorance is the culprit, and just, practice the things that you preach. If you are an advocate for tolerance and love and peace and understanding and liberty and freedom, then be an advocate for those things and how you live your life and how you interact with people with whom you may disagree. And if you are an advocate for personal responsibility and, the fact that while we're all in this together, we all have to play our own part, be an advocate for that and how you handle your own dealings, so that always remember that everything has to start with the person that's looking back at you in the mirror. And it starts with us. It starts in our homes. It starts with how we relate to one another on an individual basis. Remember, the smallest minority will always be the individual. And we all have an individual responsibility to do better, to be better, to educate ourselves. So that is something I've been thinking a lot about lately as our society goes through some changes, some growing pains. But, you know, things may seem dark now, but the night is always darkest just before the dawn. Harvey Dent told me, so none of you can contradict Harvey Dent, right? Because things turned out super well for him. Maybe that was a bad analogy, but you guys know what I'm saying. So, I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Please continue to share, talk about the podcast. Hopefully, as we go forward, there's going to be lots of fun stuff. So, I will be back soon. And until then, you guys stay safe out there. Please don't catch the corona. We don't need any more cases of corona. We need to be reopening. We need to get this economy jump started. So, everyone, stay safe.